It's time to talk some television on a Monday with the one and only, the Oracle, Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
That sits quite well. I am really good, and I've got a old favourite today and a new absolute not favourite.
All right, so today's theme is Bad Boys. Let's start with Bliss.
Bliss is on the ABC. It's only one season, thankfully. And it stars Stephen Mangan, who is such a great actor. He's been in The Split, in Episodes, in a ton of other stuff. And he's just, you know, he's this kind of comedian and actor who is just got this amazingly charming and sweet, goofy personality.
He's in one of my all-time favourite shows called The Green Wing, which if you've never watched it, go and enjoy that. But yeah, sorry, Stephen Mangan, I do apologise.
Yeah, absolutely, right? He is the draw for this. So you think you have an expectation of what the show will be like, right? Mm-hmm. Given his past type of... Turns out, in Bliss, he plays a writer who has two families in Brixton or Birmingham or something like that, in a small town, essentially, in the UK,
yeah.
And has had two families for 15 years.
Oh, he's one of those guys. All right, yeah. You hear about these from time to time. It comes out that a guy's had two whole different families for 20 years, which is incredible because keeping up with one is enough.
Exactly right. And he's sort of got this entire giant ruse that he's a travel writer and that he's travelling every alternate week, but he's not even travelling. He's sitting in a room using like Google Earth and you know, like review sites to write up his book. So he's a total, he's a gaslighter on all fronts.
Oh.
And that's what I found so awful about this show is that it plays it for laughs.
Yeah.
It plays it for comedy. But in fact, if it took the comedy out of it, it would be a really interesting kind of dark look at what it means to be an asshole man. Can I say that?
And to be a bigamist, amongst other things.
Well, yes, but also that he's an apologist for himself. And as a modern human watching TV, it's hard to believe that two women can be completely hoodwinked, especially when one of them is Heather Graham.
Well, yeah, that's probably the hard part about it. Is it set in the UK?
Yeah, set in the UK, modern times. And I'm going to spoil it for everyone because I don't want you to watch it. He's got a daughter and a son, and of course they meet and they, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, there's a statistic about that I like to share, but we don't have the time for that right now. So that's Bliss. You can find that on the ABC. And you wanted to talk about one of my all-time favourite shows, Mad Men.
Again, philandering men, but this one you'll forgive. Like, who doesn't want Don Draper to win, as bad as he is? So I've gone back, and I did watch it when it was on originally, and I was a huge fan as well. And for all of the reasons, the costing, the era... And I've gone back and I've started a very serious rewatch where I'll watch an episode and then I'll listen to a podcast and I'll read all the reviews and I've just deep dived into it. And the second time around watch is as beautiful and profound as the first time. And anybody who loves like fantastic television, gorgeous scenery, New York, you know, a sense of place, a sense of time, but also to see how the different eras, like it's so smart, you know, women really getting their own, men kind of, you know, white men sort of gently starting to move to the side. And that beautiful idea of where does creativity come from, laid on top of this awesome kind of dynastic melodrama of sex and love and marriage and relationships. It's an office, you know, show. Mad Men has everything for the smart and, you know, sophisticated viewer.
It's just the one show, if you've just given up smoking, it's not the show to watch.
Oh, you're so right. Or drinking.
Or drinking too, for that matter. Perhaps even philandering. Don Draper, every woman wants to be with him, every man wants to be him. It is a fantastic show, and every year I say to myself, I've got to go back to it, but I know I won't watch anything else until I've got right to the end of the series, because it's just so, it's so engaging.
Mm. It is delicious, it's Moorish, and... You know, as awful and as racist and sexist as it is, you just wish you were there.
Absolutely. It's one of those shows that is an absolute time machine. Like The Crown, it's a joy to go back to those times if you were there, or to be able to go and experience them if you weren't. The great news is you can experience more great television next week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show when the Oracle joins us again. Thank you, my love.
I will see you then. Be well, everyone.